And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Coming up on 9:50, we're talking with outgoing Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler. He's retiring here at the end of the month, and we're wishing him well here as he gets set to retire. We haven't really talked, I guess we have talked a little bit about your retirement plans, but you tell us, are you looking forward to it? I know you love policing, so it's probably going to be a little bit of an adjustment here at first.
Well, it is, but I am looking forward to it. I've told several people when they've asked this question that, you know, my decision came on kind of suddenly for reasons that I didn't anticipate. And I was very conflicted the first couple of months. You know, I really followed my gut, but it was an emotional decision. And so I really was conflicted and I was having trouble with it. But the last couple of months, I've been extremely busy trying to finish business, not leave too much undone for Kurt or the next person. So I've been so busy, and those satisfying moments that I always get from policing or as a police chief continue. And so I think I have a desk calendar on my desk, and I just use that for certain days. So at a glance, I can see what's coming up that week or the next week. I do have a calendar on my phone and computer as well. But when I turned the calendar over to January and I could see the last day, something about seeing that really got me excited and looking forward to it. And so I am very excited now. I am looking forward to it. In fact, I was telling you on a break, I always used to love the snow, always loved the snow, snowstorm, you know, blizzards. I just like going out in the snow. When I became a police officer, I didn't like it so much because if I had to work that day, you know, it was always a challenge or a headache, or if my kids were home from school and I didn't go and get the sled with them, I didn't enjoy that as much. So I see in the forecast we might have some snow on Wednesday, so I'm actually kind of looking forward to it because I won't have any other distractions, you know, that keep me from enjoying it. But in terms of plans, my wife and I had always – We're travelers. We love to travel. We're very adventurous. We've done a lot of traveling as a married couple. Even before that, I did. And so we have some plans that we're making. I'm not sure exactly when we'll begin. We're hoping, you know, by April, maybe May at the latest, that we'll be on the road. And the primary objectives are to see my family and her family. I have family from coast to coast and a lot of places in between. Some of them I haven't seen for a long time, cousins and their kids. I want to see a lot of my professional colleagues that I've met over the years that I've worked with, who are also all over the country. And then the big thing is, you know, we really want to see a lot of our country's treasures in the form of national parks and other things that are just so beautiful, things that some we've seen in the past, and we want to see more of that, and we want to enjoy it without a timetable, without a rush to get home. And so that's what our plan is, and we're mapping it out as we speak, and we're looking forward to doing that. Once we're done with the travel, once we're sick of it, once we got it out of our system, we'll decide what's next.
All right, sounds good. Well, you know, I'm always curious when a cop retires, What do you get to take with you as far as the uniform's concerned, and what do you have to leave behind?
Well, you know, it's a kind of a tradition in law enforcement when an officer retires that, you know, he receives a retirement badge and a retiree ID. I'll be receiving those. Often, too, they will receive their duty firearm. But when I came here, I had one that I brought with me that I've had for many years. And so I declined that. You know, I didn't want to have that because I didn't think it was appropriate for me to take that. Most of the things, you know, are memories, you know, pictures, relationships. Those are the things. I mean, there's other mementos and knickknacks. You know, I'm looking at a picture on my conference table right now that Captain Kyle gave me this morning, and it was a picture of me at the protests down at Triangle Park shortly after George Floyd was murdered. And he wrote a message on it for me, and we had a little conversation. And it's that kind of stuff that comes up in your career that you really don't have a playbook for. You don't know when it's going to happen or what or how it's going to turn out. And, you know, that was kind of an unsettling time for me professionally. Going down, I've done a lot of public speaking before, and I've done training. I've always been a little nervous, but I've never, you know, been afraid to do it. When I went down there that day and saw hundreds, maybe thousands of people with masks on, and I couldn't read their faces as I spoke, probably the most unsettling public speaking I've ever done, because I just couldn't tell how I was being received. And Captain Kyle thought it went really well, and so he got a hold of a picture and framed it for me and wrote a personal message on it. Those are the kinds of things that I'll treasure forever, hoping that, you know, in that moment that we and I did the right things for our community.
Well, I got to say, one of my fond memories, and I see this picture we have in our database here on our website. It was from, I think it was in 2019. There was a pretty big announcement of a big drug bust in Topeka. I know you spoke at a press conference there, and I went and covered that. And I took a photo of you, and you're in your uniform there. And that was a pretty big news story at the time. It was a fentanyl bust there. And that's one of my big memories of you. One of the big news events I got to cover with you in it. And that was quite a story. And, you know, I know that getting drugs off the streets a big deal, especially something like that. And so I just wanted to share that memory. I thought it was cool, and I like seeing that photo every time it comes up.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. You know, that investigation started before I was hired, and it was wrapping up right after I got here. The reason why that was a big deal is these folks that were selling drugs were killing people. I mean, people were dying. And this investigation was launched because of that. And, you know, I'm under no illusion that those kinds of investigations, you know, are going to stop drug dealing or drug use in our community. But when you're killing people, it matters. And we should do everything in our power to make sure that we hold those responsible for those deaths accountable. And that was what we did. And we did it with the partnership of federal authorities and other local law enforcement. But I know we're running out of time here, but I did want to say one thing to you and to the K-Man crew. I just want to thank you all for giving me this monthly opportunity to talk to members of our community, the citizens we serve. I do this on a couple of television stations every month, too. You might be aware of that. But you give me a whole hour for people to allow me to try to strengthen our relationship with them through your show. And it's not something that you have to do. It's not something that a director may necessarily take advantage of, but it's that opportunity to listen again and share what's going on. I really, really can't even begin to express how much I appreciate you giving me and the department that opportunity.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We appreciate those words. Thank you very much. And that's something that even predates me. I know we've been doing that for quite a while here for RCPD. So we have a few guests that we have on for the hour, and the police department we feel is pretty important. So it's nice to have that forum, because a lot of times we get some phone calls and people generate some ideas and you know, maybe make some change here if there's needed change. So it's kind of a two-way street.
Well, again, I appreciate it very much. Never take it for granted to have those opportunities.
Well, we sure appreciate the chance again, once again, to interview you here. I know that you're having yourself a private reception later today, and I'll see you out there. But Director Butler, it's been surely an honor to get to interview you each month, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you and the people of Riley County. Thank you so much.
All right. That's going to wrap up our show here today. If you missed any of this, we will have it archived on our website shortly at newsradiokman.com. Coming up Monday, we're going to be talking with Ben Jedlicka from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. We'll also get an update. I don't remember the name of it here. It escapes me at the moment, but the railroad in Abilene, we've got an update on a little initiative they've got going on.
Smoky Valley Railroad.
That's what it's called. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, they got a Valentine's dinner train
Yes.
that they're planning, among other things. All right, Brandon and Director Butler, if you're still there, thank you so much for the service you gave us. You are a true gentleman and a wonderful professional and have been a tremendous asset to our community. A wonderful blessing.
Thank you.